The governor faces Arthur Cole Riggs in the GOP primary. Cole Riggs is a state capitol protester who is running as a Republican, and conservative groups like Wisconsin Right to Life have been reminding their members to vote for Walker. In the Democratic primary, Tom Barrett, Kathleen Falk, Kathleen Vinehout, Doug LaFollette, and fake Democrat Gladys Huber are on the ballot. Add in a Democratic primary for lieutenant governor and four Democratic state senate primaries, and Government Accountability Board spokesperson Reed Magny predicts a voter turnout of about 33%.
It's hard to gauge. We have never had one of these kind of statewide recall primaries before.
Magny says the recall primaries will cost about $9 million.
You know, everything from printing ballots, programming electronic voting machines, hiring the poll workers, all those sorts of costs.
Republicans have criticized Democrats for promoting the recalls and driving up those costs. Democrats say the fake Democrats the GOP has running in several races have also increased the bill to taxpayers. The Government Accountability Board reminds voters they do not have to declare a party preference, so they could, for example, vote in the Republican governor's primary and Democratic lieutenant governor's race. It means some voters could try to help the other party's weakest candidate, but no widespread mischief-making is expected. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.